Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just hold your neighbor, just receive for your neighbor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hold your neighbor, receive for your neighbor. I mean, speak clear words. I receive an healthy mind for you. I receive an healthy mind for you. Just say that word, healthy mind for you. I receive an 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 healthy mind for you. Healthy mind for you. I receive an healthy mind for you. Say it one more minute. I receive an healthy mind for you. I receive an healthy mind for you. Healthy mind, healthy mind, healthy mind, healthy mind, healthy mind, healthy mind. Hallelujah. Healthy mind, healthy mind. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, visitor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to God. Okay, John 17, verse 3. John 17, 3. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou art sent. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou art sent. Meaning, eternal life is centered around Jesus, the knowledge of Jesus, that they might know thee, knowledge, that they might know thee, the only true God, that is Jesus, and Jesus Christ, whom thou art sent. 1 John 5:20. That means in salvation there is learning, that they might know thee. This is the eternal life that men are looking for, that they should know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou art sent. To know. 1 John 5:20. 1 John 5:20. And you know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding. An understanding that we might know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. See, that they may know. The Son of God is come and has given us an understanding. An understanding. Say, Christ came to give me an understanding. So that is what we are saying, that focus on understanding. In church, focus on understanding. That is what we cause you to, like, to triumph over your days. That's what will keep you firm in years to come, 10 years to come, 20 years to come. Don't just focus on the drama. So I'm preparing you, although I've not have enough time to do that, for the coming program. So call this utterance gifts, utterance gifts, utterance gifts. Anyway, so he came to give us an understanding. So yes, he came to make us new beings, new creatures. But now, I'm preaching already, since the mind is the most stubborn part of man. Since the mind of man is the most stubborn part of man, he must explain the new man to that old mind. Because the mind of man, okay, is the most stubborn part. That means it's not, see, you are born again, your spirit is forever united with God. But the mind needs to be renewed. The mind is still full of old informations, old ways, old thinkings, old meditations, old just so much. That is why we come to church as much as we can. That is why we give it to God's word as much as we can, so that the mind can give it to the new life. So God must explain the new man to that old mind. So that is what is called renewal of the mind. Renewal of the mind. See, in Christ, strange things, things strange to the earthly has happened to you already. Things strange to the earthly has happened already to the man in Christ. Things that are strange to the earthly, to this earthly realm, it has happened already to that man in Christ. Not that it will happen. It has happened. It has happened. That is why that's why 1 Peter says the guy that behaves like he's not saved, he has forgotten. That's the issue. He has forgotten in his mind. He has lost that appreciation in his mind. He has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Now, let me say it this way. In redemption, some things happen independent of your mind. Try and put everything in place. When you write these things down, get home and go through them again. In redemption, some things happen independent of man's mind. But some things cannot happen independent of the mind. Some things happen independent of your mind. Some things cannot happen independent of your mind. Please write this down. At salvation, man receives more than he knows. At salvation, man receives more than he knows. Amen, amen. Amen. But for ministry, you must be fully acquainted with what you have received. Do you understand that? At salvation, you receive more than what? More than you know. So why are you coming to church regularly like this? So that you can understand what you have already attained unto. So that you can comprehend what your spirit have already attained unto. So at salvation, truly man has received more than he knows. You may still think you are the normal barber. You may still think you are the normal man that goes up and down. But something great, great things, eternal things has happened to you already. It has happened. Man received more than he knows at salvation. But for ministry, you must now be what? Fully acquainted with what you have received. So for ministry, it's not now about I have received it. It's that what? I know it. I am acquainted with it. I am used to it. I am accustomed with it. I am fellowshipping with it. That is where we, that's what we got from that. Philemon 1 verse 6. Philemon 1 verse 6. That the communication of thy faith, Philemon 1 6, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging. See, acknowledging. Acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So there must be a progressive acknowledging. That is our ministry, a progressive acknowledging. What is ministry? Progressive acknowledging. In fact, that is our Christianity, progressive acknowledging. I mean, Christianity in practice right now, progressive acknowledging. Sorry, I know I'm saying a lot, but I'm taking it slowly. So I can understand, so I can get used to it. Just follow me, don't get tired. Okay, so, e.g., let me go back again. For salvation to occur, okay, for salvation to occur, God's work is to explain what man is missing to man. Again, for salvation to happen, you know what God does? God goes to the sinner. He tells him, see what you are missing. Do you remember the meaning of sin in Romans 3:23? For all have sinned, that is what coming short of the glory of God. So God goes to the man in sin, he shows him what he is lacking, right? Are you with me? He shows him what is missing. Again, he shows him what is missing. Not necessarily his destination. Now his destination is death, his destination is hell, but primarily, he shows him what he is missing. Are you with me? That means he goes to the man through the preacher, of course. He goes to the man in
that is yet to be saved and explains to that man what is missing. Praise God. Say sin is to fall short. So God explains that through the preacher. Through the preacher. And what will the man now do? He will what? Change his attitude, right? Hello? When God explains to him, this is what you are missing. See, listen to me. Oh. I'm trying to explain preaching the gospel to you. There is the supernatural part and there is the... I don't use mental part now. What should I call it? Huh? Come on, help me with the grammar. Academic, scholastic, intellectual. Thank you, man. There is an intellectual part. Yes, there is a supernatural part. The supernatural part is what happens to the man when he believes the gospel. But the intellectual part is that is why, see, preachers, we hope you know we are not all the same, right? Somebody can preach to a man and say, I'm not taking, and you can go there and you get the job done. Right? That means we have class. Praise God. Praise God. That means we have better preachers. That's true too. We have better preachers. People can get the job done much more easier. Amen. Amen. So that is what happens. God goes to the man in sin. He explains his taste to him. He explains what is missing. And the man will now do what? He will change his attitude from rebellion to the gift of grace. He will change his action from rebellion to the gift of grace. Are you with me? From rebellion to the gift of grace. From disobedience to obedience. From disobedience to God to the obedience of Christ. I'm paraphrasing Romans 5 for you now. If you have remember what I explained, that the appeal of God. From disobedience to God to the obedience of Christ. And what happens? The miracle happens. It becomes a new creation. Okay, who can tell me that process again? There's no need hurrying anywhere. Yes, Tatola? Sorry. Yes, ma'am? We have the spiritual part and the intellectual part. Thank you. What is the intellectual part? No, the preacher explains. Explains. What will he explain? What will the preacher explain to the man in sin? What is missing, right? So what the man now do? He will change his action from what? Rebellion to the gift of grace. He will change it from disobedience to obedience. So, and once you change your action from disobedience to obedience, whether past, present, or future, God is ready to save. Praise God. God is ready to save. What we now receive upon the resurrection is now what I call the new creation, which is now the end destination of God. Thank you. So, in that Romans 5, we have two patterns. We have the disobedience of Adam, and we have the obedience of Christ. The disobedience of Adam and the obedience of Christ. Those are the two patterns, these two streams of pattern. You can see in Romans 5, the disobedience of Adam, the obedience of Christ. Right now, your life is patterned after the obedience of Christ. And if you follow that carefully for ministry, you will discover that obedience of Christ is actually sacrificial. It's a life of sacrifice. Praise God. Praise God. So, these are the two influences man can buy into. Disobedience of Adam or obedience of Christ. These are the two streams of prototype of influences in the world. Disobedience of Adam and what? Obedience of Christ. Now, for ministry again, let me come back to ministry again. I know I'm saying a lot. Just help me. Don't miss it up. For ministry, again, all God does is to explain the new man to man. For ministry right now, how will you do ministry correctly? God will explain the New Testament ministry to you. He explains the new man to man. Amen. And this he did through his apostles. Thank you. He has done that already through his apostles, through the men that documented the epistles. That means for ministry, what will God do? He will explain what? The new man and the New Testament ministry to what? To man. And since man is no longer in that disobedient pattern, is already in the lineage of obedience, what will he simply do? He will obey, he will follow through. So, what I'm saying right now is that he has explained already through the apostles. Now, please write this down. Just write on this time. To reject the validity of the scriptures is to reject salvation. To reject the validity of the scriptures is to reject salvation. And also, a saved man that rejects the authority of the scriptures will fail in ministry. A saved man that rejects that authority, that lordship of the scriptures, especially the epistles, he will fail in ministry. He will fail. Ephesians 2:20 now. A saved man that rejects the authority of the scriptures will fail in ministry. He will fail in ministry. Ephesians 2:20. Thank you. So all we are going to do is to explain what has been said. All we will be doing, all we do in church, is to explain what has been said. Say the ministry has been documented. Say we are only here to explain what has been said. Thank you. That's what we do. We explain what has been said. Thank you. So Ephesians 2:20, let's read together. One to go. And are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Again, one to go, 2:20 again. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So now, please, that word foundation from the Greek can be further interpreted as an institution. An institution. An institution. So like, we are built upon the institution of the apostles. Amen. Or a system of truth. The institution of the apostles. Now, see this way. I think I explained this on Facebook last week. See, God gave us Christ, which is a man, right? God gave us Christ. And Christ, in turn, gave us men. Simple. God gave us Christ. Christ gave us men. So God gave us Christ. Christ gave us men. Yeah, that's it. So, he gave us men, Acts 10. He gave us the apostles to start up the church.
to start up the church, to model the New Testament ministry for us. To start up the church, to model the New Testament ministry for us. And the position that these men occupy in the lineage of our faith can never be replaced by any. I'm getting there. Acts 10 now. 39. Acts 10, 39. Acts 10, 39. Anyone, you are there? Okay, let's read together. We are witnesses of all these things. Come on, again, read again. Want to go? Yes? Yes? Yes, next verse. Keep reading. Eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. Amen. Come on, read 41 again. Not to all people, but unto witnesses, choosing before God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. So he said, unto witnesses chosen of God. Circle that in your mind. Chosen before of God. See 1 Corinthians 15 again, verse 8. And we know that Paul entered this apostleship after his resurrection too. Thank you. Are you there? 1 Corinthians what? 15 verse 8. Let's read from 8 to 10. Non-stop. Want to go? And last of all, he was seen of me also as one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles. That I am not meant to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Amen, amen. Praise God. See 2 Peter 3 verse 15. You see how Paul, Peter also gave credence to the work of Paul. Let me be a bit faster. 2 Peter 3:15. Okay, want to go? And accounts that the long suffering of our God is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also according to the wisdom given unto him. Hallelujah. Circle that word in your mind. Wisdom given unto him. At written unto you. Verse 16. Yes. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray one day we will all get this, that we cannot have our own Christianity. That our Christianity must be the Christianity of the apostles. Our pattern must be the pattern of the apostles. Their message must be our message. There is no God for yourself. Their discretion, our discretion. Their style of ministry, our style of ministry. Their priority in ministry, our priority in ministry. On the topics they are loud, we are loud. When they are quiet, we are quiet. Their slants, our slants. What they don't discuss, we don't discuss. Their hope, our hope. Their Christianity, our Christianity. Write down anyone you can remember. Their discretion, our discretion. Their style, our style. Their slant, our slants. Their priority, our priority. On their topics that they are loud, we are loud on the same topic. When they are quiet, we mellow. When what they don't discuss, we don't discuss. Amen.
Their hope, our hope. Do you know the issue today? It's because people are trying to be unique. Father Abraham, people are trying to be unique. Amen. People are trying to be unique. People are trying to have their own thing. People are trying to have their own way. People are trying to have their own system of it cannot work. And that is one, and that reason why, let me, sorry to say, why even some Muslims, even they talk to us. Say, see your church, this one is deliverance center, salvation center, Holy Ghost center, which one again? Money center, prosperity center. So by the time you have those plenty things, which mouth will you even use to talk to them? Of course, we still have a mouth, hallelujah. See God the gospel. But I'm saying, don't try to, this is not your father's religion. Sorry, it's not even your grandfather's religion. This is where we come to obey God. This is where we come to obey what has been written. Say, Christianity is where we honor God. Write that down. It's where we come to obey what has been written. The call has been documented. The details has been documented. For instance, the amount of volume that the apostles give to wealth, material prosperity must be your volume. You cannot do your own thing. How Paul preach it like that, full stop. If you want to have an NGO, go outside church. Do your thing. All of you here, you all have different empires outside church. T-Glo, Z-E-A, plenty. Amen. What do you call it? Gold cashwas. It's fine. CNGOs are fine. You can go outside, design your own. In fact, you can use the all opposite the church. As people are coming out of the church, you can be sharing your own flyer. Please come and celebrate humanity with us. We will take care of you. We will massage you. What else again will you do? ZLU, tissue. Hallelujah. Praise God. Abib said, we will repair your car for free. Amen. We are humanitarian. We are just nice. Hallelujah. The divine said, I will bab you. I will give you what? What do they call that one? How many step afro? 3 step now, right? I'll give you 3 step. You can do that outside church. You can come and sing, and in fact, do concerts. Sing for 30 hours, non-stop. But what we say is church. Obey what has been written. Don't do your thing. Written your thing. Amen. Am I flowing in the realms? Where am I? Okay, so please write this down. You can't serve Jesus, yes, discard his apostles. No, you can't. You can't serve Jesus, yet discard his apostles. Christianity is copy and paste and repeat. Copy, paste, control, repeat. Copy, paste, control, repeat. That's the wisdom of God. The styles, the pattern, the slants we see in them, we copy. To have our own style and emphasis is to preach another Jesus, is to riot at daytime, is to appear smarter than the one who ordained Paul and the 12 apostles. Hope you know the words. Like I told you, see, God is God, though. People fought to kill this Bible. Thousands died. I didn't want to say millions, but I don't have the right statistics. Many died. They did all they can to shut up this Bible. If they could do anything to remove Paul. Do you know the war against Pauline epistles? Oh God, I think one day, really, Pastor Jeff, let's go into Bible history. Sorry, so you already have a topic very soon. Bible history. Let's dig it out. You see church history, Bible history. You say, you see the war against Pauline epistle. Serious war, because that is the only thing that the Catholics Roman Catholic then. We have Catholic, we have Roman Catholic. Amen? Catholic means universal. You understand me? Selah. Okay. So the word a force just to keep that book under the cage. This one, okay. We agree. The Bible is okay. But this Paul thing, remove it. Hallelujah. Because you cannot read Paul and you'll be sprinkling water. You cannot read Paul and you'll be doing types and shadows. Book of Hebrews. But the worst one is now James. No, this James, we don't want. That's it. You know, that guy, he will not pamper you, right? Not because of James. He will not pamper you. Just, you are doctors and adulterers. No, you know that's fresh. And he's talking to me. Friendship with the world is what? Enemies. Whosoever will be a friend of the world cannot. Okay. Remove that book. Hallelujah. Say we cannot have our own Christianity. So, it may take us a while, but one day we will all get it that Christianity is an apostolic religion. Jesus ordained men. The men now pattern the ministry. That is why we are doing things the way we are doing it. And everything they did, it was now documented. Say God walks through men. Say God walks through men. Amen. So, one of such things we have in Christ today is tongues. Say tongues. Say tongues. No, I believe Pastor Jay has explained this to us under the religion of peace. When people say, okay, there's another book that they said this one, there is an angel that gave them directly from where? From where? From above, right? But in our book, we could see the authors, Peter, Paul, John, all of them. And so, because of the diverse authors, you can say, no. Let me stick with this one that has only one author. Say there is divinity in humanity. Don't discard it. That's the point. Don't discard it. So, John 14 now, verse 1. I'm just starting to preach now. John 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Amen, amen. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto where? Unto myself. Say unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. So, see what Jesus said. I will receive you to myself. I will receive you to myself. Currently, I am at home with God, but in that day, you too will be at home with God, just like me. Right now, I am at home with God, but in that day, you too will be at home with God, just like I am at home with God. So, what Jesus was speaking about here will be new to humanity. But he's saying at that day, not then, but of course, you know, talking about his resurrection, the new birth. See John 14, 15 right now. John 14, verse 15. Wait for you. The new birth at that day, you will be united with God, just like I am united with God. Say we're in the day. Say we're in the day. Thank you, John 14, 15. Let's read together. One to go. If you love me, keep my. Again, if you love me, keep my. So what is his commandments? First, let me tell you this. Plural is not there in the Greek. Plural is translator's interpretation. I mean, if you check the Greek, there's no different Greek word for man and men. You must read context to know if it's talking about what? Singular or plural. So, plurals are translator's what? Interpretation. So, to know the commandments, don't rush to Exodus. Just read what he's saying before. Are you with me? Hello, brethren. Read the same context. Verse 6. Let's see verse 6. Jesus said unto him, look at your Bible. Come on. John 14, 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So write this down. To keep his commandment is to come to the Father by him. That's my one. I'm showing you the commandment of Jesus. So to keep his commandment is to come to the Father by him. Now I've told you that to see that commandment, you must read context. So to keep his commandment is to come to the Father by him. See verse 7. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and you have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will be enough for us. Verse 9, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how seest thee that show us the Father? Please write this down. To keep his commandment is to see the Father in him. To keep his commandments is to see the Father in him. See what he says. He that has seen me has seen the Father. So, to keep his commandments is to see the Father in him. See verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he dwells the works. Okay? Write this down again. To keep his commandment is to believe that he is in the Father and the Father in him. Then we read verse 10 again. Believest thou not that I am in the Father? You cannot enjoy this if you are not reading your Bible. You will be cut off. That is the thing about the Father. If you are not following with the Bible, you will be cut off. So cut off. So, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he dwells the work. Amen, amen. Say the Father dwells the work. Say the Father dwells the work. So, and I said, to keep his commandment is to what? Believe that he is in the Father and the Father in him. Verse 11, let's read verse 11. Thank you. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. So to believe again, right? See verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. To believe again, right? So how do you keep his commandments? To believe that God is in Christ. Let's write that down. To keep his commandment is to believe that God is in Christ. Right? That may look small. It's not small. Write it down, please. Is to believe that God is in Christ. To keep his commandment is to believe that God is in Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you. So now, go to verse 14, verse 16 now. So what's the next thing? So he said in verse, okay, let's read verse 15 and 16 together now. Want to go? Thank you. Yes. Okay, hold on now. So once you believe, what will now happen? The Comforter will come. He will be with you forever. Let me go by it again. To believe that God is in Christ. So how do you keep his commandments? To believe that God is in Christ, that he is the destination of God for man, that is his commandment. Let me go by that again. What is the commandment? To believe that the destination of God for man is in Christ. So if you believe that, the next thing will not happen. I will pray the Father, he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Well, see the words he used there. He didn't say, I will pray to the Father. He said, I will pray the Father. Like, I will ask the Father. Or better still, I will please the Father. Again, it's not saying, I will pray to the Father. It's not like Jesus is praying, fasting and praying to God. No, it's rather saying, I will please the Father. I will please the Father. I will please the Father. I will ask the Father, not pray to the Father, or he's saying pray the Father. I will please the Father. So, for instance, when he said earlier, a letter in before he died, that, let this cup pass over me, but what? Not my will, but your will be done. So what is he doing there? Pleasing the Father, praying the Father. That means I am, and how will he, and how will he actually ultimately please the Father? Hebrews 10, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Are you with me? So, verse 17 now, please don't get tired. Verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him, none neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be where? He shall be where? In you. Why is he speaking like it's in the future? Because he is yet to be raised from the dead. Again, see this one, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. So, who is the people that is called the world? The people who refuse to keep his commandments. Who is the world? The world in verse 17. Look at your Bible. Don't miss Bible. Once you cut off 1 minute, the sermon will become very boring. But if you are following, you are writing, you are looking at what you are saying, you don't even know when the time will reach 4 o'clock. Amen. I know you will know because you will be hungry. Amen. So, I'm saying from verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. So I say, who is the world? From the same context, the world is those who refuse to keep his commandments. Those who refuse to believe that there is God in Christ. Now, I'm going to verse 18 now. Verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Amen. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. The word comfortless here is not an inverse of the comfort in verse 16. No. The word comfortless here means orphanos. Orphan. Then OS. It means I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you bereaved. I will not leave you without a guide. I will not leave you without tutoring. I will not leave you without guidance. What I have been doing to you right now, I will continue by the Spirit. What I have been doing to you right now, I will continue by the Spirit. I will not leave you bereaved. I will not leave you without guidance. I will not leave you as orphans. What I have been doing to you right now, I will continue by the Spirit. Yes, I have been guiding you right now. I have been instructing you, but I will continue by the Spirit, which we saw ultimately in the epistles. Go to verse 25. You see the same thing in 25 and 26. Well done. 25, 26. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. What will he do? He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So that's the point. So what the things he is doing to them when he was with them, the Spirit continued, and we saw the fulfillment of that in the epistles. So please write this down. That teaching has been documented. That teaching has been documented. It has been documented. That teaching has been documented. I'm not saying God does not lead us in our daily life. No, but for ministry, the teaching has been documented. Now, when you are done, just heads up. When you are done, heads up. That thing that we call the epistles, it took, for instance, it took how many years for the apostles to get it? E.g., it took them how many chapters of Acts to agree that salvation is for the Gentiles? Like 15 chapters, right? So that means if you two want to wait for your own experience, right, before to gather knowledge, when will you have the experience? When you are about to what? To die. Do you get that? Brother me, get that? That means if you want to say, okay, no, epistle is epistle, I will do my own. Okay, Paul will now tell you that before he even understood maybe in Christ, he spent 18 years in Arabia. 18 years. And by then, you are tired of ministry already. Are you with me? Amen. So, these men, they went through the whole thing. Have you seen that Second Peter was actually written when Peter was about to go? Same thing as Second Timothy. Most of those epistles, he wrote them in prison. Prison was Acts 23. Acts 24, after he was arrested in Jerusalem, and he was now transported to Rome. Praise God. That was when he was now writing letters back to Corinthians that he preached to in Acts 18. Back to Ephesians that he preached to in Acts 19. Amen. Praise God. So the life of these men are for us. I'm not saying you should copy Paul's style of you didn't marry or their style in Christ. They documented the in Christ life for us. That's what I'm trying to say, sirs. They documented it. If you want to wait for your own experience, you go tire. You go tire. Amen. So don't waste time. Don't prove to know. Don't show dishonor to God's own pattern. Amen. Of course, I'm saying we are still looking at utterances. We'll soon be there. Verse 19. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But you see me, and because I live, you shall live also. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say we live because Jesus is alive. 20. At that day you shall know that I am where? In my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Sorry, is this talking? Think. Just look at the Bible. Look at verse 20. Do you think this is talking about supernatural or learning? See verse 20 again. He's talking about supernatural knowledge or learning. Because you can pitch your tent. Well, to know there is gignosko. It means to know by perception. Oh. He's saying, now you know, but then you will know fully. You will resolve fully. See, there is better understanding upon the resurrection. Better understanding, which is the epistles. Better understanding. Verse 21 now. 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. 22. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Which words? To what? To believe that God is in Christ, right? To believe. And what will now happen? And my Father will. My Father will. Who can give me another meaning for love there? And that word for love there? Because he's saying, listen, okay, heads up. He's saying, he that loveth me, I will love also. Then my Father will now love him. That means the Father does not love every man, Abi. The Father only loves the people who have received Jesus. Context, right? So, if you doubt that love, how will you interpret it? Huh? If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. So, that the other my Father will love him will be what? My Father will receive him. Are you with me? Or, the Father loves all men. All men. But these are the ones that have entered into his love. There is a difference between I am loving you and you have entered into my love. Entry into my love is reconciliation. Remember? Huh? You remember reconciliation? We're doing recap service right now. Service to recap what we have learned. The recap service. Are we doing recap or recapitulation? Whichever. So, these are the ones that have entered into his love. Okay. And we will come unto him and do what? Make our abode with him. Amen, amen. Glory, glory, glory. Say to receive the Son is man's duty. Say, but to give the Spirit is God's duty. Say to receive the Son is man's duty, but to give the Spirit is God's duty. Say, when a man believes in the Son, God moves into him permanently. That's the point. When a man believes in the Son, God moves into him permanently. To believe in the Son is man's duty. Your focus on Christ, that's man's own duty, is to believe in the Son. When you believe in the Son, God moves into you eternally. 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 Glorio. Hope you're not tired, though. Thank you. Next verse. Almost there. Okay. That's verse what? 24. So he that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. 25 and 26. Want to go? Let's read. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. He was further saying that there is better comprehension of God when after man receives the Holy Ghost. And that comprehension has been documented in the epistles. So, God has come to stay in the believer forever. God has come to stay in the believer forever. God has come to stay. Some people think that when you are in the toilet, God is not there with you. You are a liar. The poo-poo you put in the toilet, it came from you. Selah. You are saying God is not in the toilet, but who put the poo-poo in the toilet? Sorry, I shouldn't be saying poo-poo on open channel. Amen. Until I wash myself, God is not happy. So that means God did not know before he saved you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, we are not deceived by our mind. It's work in progress. Pastor Jerry, we handle that one. Say, we are not deceived by our body. Jesus is doing his work upon glorification. Amen, amen. So you are not, so he said, that should be, is it Colossians 2:10? He said, you are complete in him, right? Complete in him. Say, I believe the gospel. Therefore, God has his permanent abode in me. Okay, Mark 16 right now. So God has come in us. God has come, is at home in us. We are in rest. God is at rest in us. When a man believes the gospel, God moves into him. So in my father's house, there are many mansions. Jesus is the father's house. We are in him. We are the body of Christ today. We are the temple of God. The church of the living God. We are in the father's house. So the church is the father's house. See, and there is room. So we will go out and bring more to the room. Hallelujah. There is room for Osama Bin Laden. He can come. Voila. Brother, we screen him of bomb before he enters. Sorry, Mark 16, verse 15. Are you with me? And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Why? Because in my father's house there are many rooms. Amen. Why are we preaching to every creature? Because there is room. Say, there is room. Say, God is not tired of the sinner. Say, there is room. Some of you do your Christianity like it's only for you. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine is my Jesus. It's not your Jesus, it's our Jesus. Amen. Praise God. It's not for you, it's for us. Amen. Imagine if the one that preached to you and said, no, Jesus is not for everybody, it's my Jesus. You know, so, and you know, at times we have this pride before, maybe in those secondary school days, when you are, you know, the SU, just, You are so happy that you are happy that you are safe. See them. Fire will burn them. I am born again. See them. See. That's devilish. That's devilish Christianity. Okay, so go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, because in my Father's house are many rooms. Say there are rooms. Say no one is rejected. Amen, amen. Say Celine Dion is not rejected. Jay-Z is not rejected. Rihanna is not rejected. Your mentor. Hallelujah. Who else? He's not born again. Beyonce now is in Christ right now. She just don't know. She will meet her and then we slap her. You're not serious. We just slap them in heaven. Sorry, live stream. you're just not serious. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that is what happens. That is because it's not their fault. It's just because of lack of discipleship. People are saved and you are celebrating talent. You forgot spiritual growth. What will now happen? They will go to where they're trying to be valued. Tell them to go and make your money. Well, come here, format your head, write the exam. Simple. And they'll still be in Christ today. It's so sad that most of these top ranking, they all started in church. And because we don't know how to manage our own. How are we going to manage it? No doctrine. In your presence.
Yay.
Is that one that will keep people in Christ? Everything goes. I keep telling you. I'm saying this repeatedly, intentionally. Some people think it's being frivolous. It's not frivolous. I'm saying it. Party is good. Just don't drink and they carry you on gutter. Go. Relax. You don't see me there anyway. Go. Chill. If you have a boo that is about to come, just do the slow dance. No, I don't know how they do those dance. Give me a song like that. Wise man say, pam pam, play cookie ball. Oh, let me just put da 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 da. Moin, quing. I can. Hey, it's my eyebrow. Wait. Just do that, relax, but don't expect that in church. The love is of God. And it's good. But it's difficult to preach that you must never taste alcohol. It's difficult. I wish you preach it. I'm still looking for the scripture I will use. I don't drink. Get me right. I say I want to preach it, but I want to make sure all of you only drinks Fanta. No. Malt. No. Malt is too expensive. Fight. Kunu, thank you. But I'm looking for the scripture to use. One day I will see it so I can corner you, coerce you. You, that God, you like hero, Abby. But I don't have the scripture. Of course, we know scriptures stand clearly on not just excesses, on being, you know, if you read 1 Corinthians 8, 9, 10. Where do we study that? Represent? Oh, it's not study, okay. It's me and Israel that was studying that. You will now see appetites. That means, although I have liberty, but I will not use my liberty to what? To cause somebody else to what? To stumble. Are you with me? And also, I will love overrules my rights. Are you with me? So that means, although you can mole guke mole, so that means I can jump, I can come down. But therefore, for the sake of the ministry, that's how he said the bishop must not be given to wine, must not. Are you with me? Because of what? Ministry. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. So, back to Mark 16. So, live a good life, but serve God as it is written. Serve God as documented. Living a good life doesn't mean that I should not see you by the express doing. Hey, God. We fight too. So, verse 16 right now. He that believeth. Hallelujah. Oh, class take advantage. He that believeth. He that believeth. Say, that believeth. Say there is a man that believeth. Hallelujah. Say we can know the man. Say there is he that believeth. There is he that believeth. Higher. Don't say that we know we're serving God in heaven. No, there is he that believeth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The information, the gospel may look so absurd, but there is yet he that believeth. that believes in what? In the gospel, in the death of Christ, which is the appeal of God, in his resurrection, which is accepting the life of God. Don't forget those details. He that believeth in the death of Christ, which is the appeal of God, he that believeth in the resurrection of Christ, which is accepting the life of God, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. For he that believeth not shall be damned. 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Amen, amen. So these signs shall follow. That was sign in the Greek is means Simeoni, something like that. Seriously, Simon, like Simon is Sorcerer, something like see. Where is small saint? I'm missing you. Amen. It means a mark, a token. That by which Pius definition says that by which a person or a thing is distinguished. Ooh, I love that. That by which a person or a thing is distinguished from others. Hallelujah! Amen. This is how you are distinguished from others. A sign. A sign of what? A sign of the new birth. Don't forget where I'm coming from. He that believeth in John 14, God will move into him, right? He that believeth, God will pack his load and what? Shillelagh here, right? Amen, amen. Saying Christ, God has shillelagh me. Amen, amen. Just ensure you have that word must enter the Greek, the new, I think Pastor Nyanga is preparing a Bible translation. I'm telling him to put that in his word. He that believeth, and God, oh no, has shillelagh here. No, that's serious. Do you know the name of Omiyale? Yeah? Omiyale means water. Not just flood. That is not Omiyale. Omiyale is like Titanic. The water did not just come. No, it came like this. Amen. Just like, this is a bad example, but we have to use it. Just like a brother that is not in Christ, impregnated sister that is in Christ. Amen. So, and they are not yet married. So, what would the girl do? She will come unprepared with a bag, half packed, everything, and our friends will come without no need of introduction. They will chill it here. Amen. Praise God. Say we don't know what we do to God. Say we didn't know what we did to God. We just saw him packing his load. Chill it was. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. So this is how to know the man that God has shillelagh is. How to use, you know, we have past, present, shillelagh, continuous, shillelagh is. That means, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A sign of the new birth, a sign that something has happened to you. So we will see certain actions that we announce the coming of this new man. That we announce his presence. He's saying these signs shall follow, a token, a distinguishing factor. That already tells us that perhaps these things I'll be reading, they are not the new birth. They are signs, tokens, distinguishing factors of the new birth. How we know, how men will know the man in Christ. How men will know the man that is housing God. How men will know the temples of God. Amen, amen. Okay, now saying verse 17, in my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Some religious sects has done their best to remove this part from the Bible. Especially Jehovah's Witnesses. Amen. They don't have it at all. Just remove it. Say it's not there. Then go and remove the old book of Acts now. It's not about this one. What of Acts of the Apostle? You remove Acts 2, have you? You remove Acts 2, you remove Acts and Acts 8. You see everything. So, they shall take up serpents if they drink any deadly thing. Amen? Please don't read these things casually. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. Now, hold on. Have you seen everything that is written there? It's not a normal thing for you to put your hand on the sick and the guy should recover. That's not normal. That is supernatural. It's not normal for somebody to take poison and still refuse to hurt you. That is not normal. That is supernatural. It's not normal for you to tell the devil, get out, and he gets out. It's not normal. So these are actually actions of God. Things that only God does. So any man that God lives in does the things that God does. Any man that is housing God, he does, pick one, the things that God does, pick one. Amen. The action of God that is only done by the new man is new tongues. Get me right now? Of all we have read, it is clear that the action of God that is only done by the new man is what? Is the new tongues now. Everything is the action of God. But in the Old Testament, they were able to heal the sick, right? In the Old Testament, they were able to, yes, even David by his instrument was able to relieve some demons. To cast out demons. Yes, it happened. Are you with me? Praise God. But new tongues is clearly what? A sign of the new man. Say the sign of the new man. So see verse. Oh God. Okay, let's see something again there. See that verse 17 again. And these signs shall follow them that believe, right? In my name. So who has Greek Bible? They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Who is with Greek in your phone? Are you there? Okay. They shall speak with new tongues. Which there is it there, or is it a compound word with new? Check yo. Is it an independent Greek word on its own? So check that Greek word after new. Is that not kainos? Kainos, right? So that means it's better to simply say they shall speak new tongues. This can help some people better when you are ministering to them. Not just that they will speak with. No, once you put that with, it will look like, help me now. Not really sure. It's like addition. Like they will speak with. Ma? They will speak with. Thank you. Thank you. Like, it may be English, but I'm speaking the English with new tongues. Are you getting? That's why at times just look at it very well. He that believeth will speak what? New tongues. Try and coin down somewhere in your Bible. Just that word in your Bible. Just put star on the head. You are a demon. You ought not to be cast you out. So they will speak new tongues. 1 Corinthians 14. So it's not that he will speak with it. He will actually speak it. He will speak new tongues. 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 1 Corinthians 14 right now, verse 1. Follow after charity and desire spirituals, but rather that you may prophesy. Verse 2. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. We have to wait for everybody. Sure, your neighbor is there. You must be there. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. Thank you. Want to go? Let's read. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, albeit in the spirit he speaketh. So he's not saying he speaketh with mysteries, right? He's saying he speaketh mysteries. Also, verse 6, he didn't say he that speaketh with an unknown tongue. No. He that speaketh an unknown tongue. In fact, if you see with Greek, you see that in there is not there. It's simply, when I say check, please try and check for conviction. Don't forget that I'm not programming you. I'm teaching you. I'm persuading you so you can see it yourself. So, he that speaketh an, even unknown is not even there. So, the whole of in and unknown is not there. So, he that speaketh tongues, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say tongues is not a tool. Tongue is a tongue. I don't know how to say it. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he now said, no man understandeth. Wow. That means it is a bypass of the mind. Because he said, albeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Why does no man understand? It's not because tongues is foolish. It's because the mind has been bypassed. Don't forget, in the constituent of man's existence that Pastor Jola even taught me clearly, where man is spirit, soul, and body. Don't say man is a spirit, that's a soul, and a body. That's serious. Man, if you don't have, if the three is not complete, you cannot really call you a man. If you're a spirit floating like, what is the name of this red skull in the Avengers? You're not a man. If you are also a soul, man is what? Spirit, soul, body. That's why even in the resurrection, we are still going to have a new body. Just right now, he has a body and he can eat fish. Hallelujah. So in heaven, we are going to eat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Ruth is happy. Amen. From you thinking in heaven, you just be fasting, you just be worshiping God. Hallelujah. No, there will be fish. Amen. Good sushi. Amen. Glory, glory. The only one I'm not sure is Cold Stone. They should not come. Amen. They will waste our money in heaven. So he said, no man understandeth, because the mind has been bypassed. See, all this while, the natural man has been predominantly alive in his mind. Remember Ephesians 2? Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and by nature, fulfilling, walking the lust of the flesh. So the natural man has been predominantly alive in his mind. But the spiritual man in the new birth, it's like God is also reminding you that, hey, you have something that is called the Spirit. Praise God. So the Spirit is now becoming dominant. Amen, amen. Say, speaking in tongues is our spirit taking dominance. So it's a bypass of the mind. Now, quite close. You may ask, why does it not sound sensible? You may now ask that, how can God is working? You say this is God. God that is so intelligent, more intelligent than all the professors. God will not be speaking in me, through me, by me. And it will start sounding like grand. What's that? Praise God. So that's the point. You have to refresh and reset your mind. Tell me what God has done through the ages that was sensible. Tell me one thing, a sign that God did in the Bible that was really sensible. Most times, it's always against the norms. Glory to God. Glory to God. So why do you think this one will be different? Most times, God's working is always against that man's mind. For instance, so I didn't say not really against, but is not in line with man's mind. Okay. Let me just give you some instances in the Old Testament. Remember, an axe fell into the river in the days of Elisha. What did they do? Cut a tree, throw it into the water. What did the axe do? The lead floated. It floated, right? Is that sensible? Does that make sense? Hello? We want to park the sea. What do we stretch? What do we stretch? Did we bring a bulldozer? I'm saying bulldozer. Extractors, no. What did we brought? Rod of Moses. We want to collapse Jericho. What are they doing? Huh? They shouted. Was that sensible? Jehoshaphat was invaded by three strong kings. What were they doing? Singing. Hallelujah. Was that sensible? Hello? And then yes, so speak to Moses. What did he use? A burning bush. And the bush was not burning. Was that sensible? Glory to God. David with five Goliath. What did he use? Catapult. That you won't throw to some bed. You just do deji. Was that sensible? No. Samson will fight the Philistines. What did they use? The jawbone of an ass. He will fight a lion. What did they use? His bare hands. Hallelujah. Sensible? So, Moses will fight the Amalekites. This is one idea. I still don't understand. Moses will fight the Amalekites. What did they do? People have come with ammunitions. Are you about to say? I know he has the two strongest men with him, maybe Joshua and the other men. And okay, Aaron. Joshua that also go and be fighting. He said, Joshua, don't worry, come. Tell him to carry it off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, Baba, amen, amen. Amen, amen. So when the new man will come forth, why will you think the saint will be sensible? God has showed you all. In fact, the time that God healed you, was he sensible? Remember the times that some of you have been sick, how the healing happened, how sensible was it? See, somebody will have a growth and given appointments, 3 months, you will die. And such will come to God. The Bible says he rescued the prisoner from the pit. And he will go back. And the doctor will check everything. He said, this has not happened before. Amen, amen. Do you know at times, a growth disappears without a man shaking? Are you with me? That means you lay hands on someone, you may not even fall down. Yet a whole lump will disappear. Yet a cancer cells will just, they will seal up. Are you with me? Without drama. I'm not saying, of course, if you have understand things of the spirit, you know the reason for the dramas at times is effect, operations. I mean, the intensity. But at times, even without so much, remember Elijah, he said, you may not see the, he said, you may not see the sun, see the wind, you may not see the sea, but yet the ground shall be what filled with water. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, God doesn't have to make sense. He's above sense. It doesn't have to make sense. He has not. In fact, nature even showed you that, see, not everything makes sense. I've gone into some mountains to pray before. You will see a very big mountain. And you see one small rock that is holding it. And people will tell you that this thing has been there for ages. And it will not fall down. Amen, amen. Glory to God. It doesn't have to be sensible for you to believe it. Tongues does not need to be sensible for you to believe it. Speak it unto everybody. Speak it unto everybody. You are sitting like you are speaking with tongues. Speak tongues. Oh, man is told. Verse 8. Amen. So when the new man will show forth, he came with a sign. Think not that it will be sensible. Now, the good thing now is that the sign has been documented by the apostles, and that cannot change. The good thing now is that that sign of the new man is universal. You cannot have your own, I have my own. No, the sign has been documented by those apostles, and it cannot change. Not by one of them, but by all of them. Acts 2, from verse 1. Acts 2 from verse 1. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them clothing tongues as like of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Follow me, verse 4. And what happened? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Please write this down. What happens to us may vary, but the result must be the same. What happens may vary. Now, in Acts 2, we saw fire. You saw fire smoke on each of them. There's mighty rushing wind, visions. Let's leave that. But check Acts 10, for instance. What happens? What happened to you? Maybe it may be diverse. But what we are expecting is the same. Because see Acts 10. And why Peter yet spake this word? What happened? The Acts 10:44. Please open the first. I'm almost. Just give me a few minutes. Oh, boli visible ristigo vati. Why Peter yet spake this word? What happened? The Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. 45. And they of his circumcision. Anios to valpi. Please get this part very well. It will help you in the miraculous. It will help you to receive healings for your body. It will help you. It will help you. You are expecting signs. You are expecting a pattern. You are expecting after you have fasted, you have prayed, after you have done the normal rituals, before God will meet your need in a particular area. Focus on your God. It does not always work by your calculation. Focus on your God. It does not always work by your own tete-a-tete. Focus on Him. Focus on the simple instructions. Focus on the simple moments of edification, and you receive the fullness of God. Amen. 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 Acts 10:44. Why Peter yet speaks this word, the Holy Ghost fed on all them that heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Let's read verse 46. Want to go? For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Hallelujah. Then answered Peter, can any forbid the water that this should not be baptized, which have what? Received the Holy Ghost as well as we. As well as we. Amen, amen. In Acts 2, do we have fire, right? We had fire. We had thunder. We had plenty of things. Acts 10, did we have fire? No, but he said we have received the Holy Ghost as well as do you remember? As well as them. So remember Seth in secondary school. Seth. Like you didn't go to school. You'll be playing knockout up and down. So, you know, we have A Union B, right? Then we have A intersection B, right? Then we have A Union B intersection B, right? Then we have A Union B intersection B prime. Remember? Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay. So, what is the intersection between Acts 2 and Acts 10? Tongues! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sorry for those people. That side is association of the lawyers and people who don't like mathematics. Glory to God. Mathematics, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. So the intersection, the common point, the radius of Jairus, something like that. Are you with me? It's tongues. Say tongues. See, quickly check Acts 19. The same thing. There was no fire here. There is no upper room. There is no lower room. There is no. So some people say, upper room crusade. Yeah, fire is coming. Instead of the upper room, just madam speaking tongues. Amen. Sorry, speak tongues. So no laying of hands. See Acts 19. And when they heard this, Acts 19 verse 5. Be fast. Come on. Acts 19 verse 5. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 6. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them. So this is another pattern. Are you with me? Acts 2, that one is fire. We don't know how it happened. Fire. But this one now, Paul laid hands on them. The Holy Ghost came on them and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Hallelujah. So there is no fire, but there was laying on of hands. But what is coming again? Tongues. One more. Acts 8, 14. Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria has received the word, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Don't forget that time, receive the Holy Ghost in the book of Acts, is mostly used for tongues, okay, not for salvation. Verse 16, for he had fallen upon none of them, but only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's read verse 17. Want to go? Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And you see that verse 18. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of hands of the apostles, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Let's leave what Peter told him. But you see that verse 21. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter. Matter there is logos, which means utterance. Logos, the word, the speaking, which can be interpreted as utterance. So, definitely, as Peter was laying hands, Simon saw people speaking in tongues. So, please write this down. Please write it down. You may fall or not. You can fall, you may not fall. You may see fire or thunder. It may be violent or gentle. But please, madam, I beg, speak in tongues. In Holy Ghost meetings, if you are told to edify somebody, have you laid on somebody before and get just speaking tongue? You didn't speak before them. Have you seen that before? Plenty of times. You don't know. Yeah? You will lay hands in the name of your speak. Your four rolls scatter. It's fine. This rolling on the floor will bless us if the end of the rolling is what? Tongues. Tongues. So you lay on somebody, say, Pastor Jaime, say, lay on a lady, say, I am seeing vision. I'm seeing the gospel in Russia. I'm seeing this. I'm seeing that. Tongues. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the process can be diverse. You may be unlucky to have an unnice man of God, like Father Abraham. Oh, not Father Abraham. Father is nice. And that's who is not nice. Oh, it didn't come. Okay, thank you, O Jews. That instead of laying hands, it can kick you. Hallelujah. Lay legs. Meet me, what, right? Kick you. God, speak. But please, whether you are kicked or somebody just rub your head, what must you do? Speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Okay, so you may fall or not, you may see fire or thunder, it may be violent or quiet, but the result must be one and the same. So, who does it? Sir, help us keep it, sir. So, who does the speaking? The Spirit does the speaking. The Spirit does the speaking, but the renewed mind controls the speaking. Write that down. The Spirit does the speaking. Speaking in tongues is a bypass of the mind. The Spirit does the speaking, but the renewed mind controls the speaking. That means the renewed mind is not what speaks. Whether you are 30 years in faith, 100 years, can I take in plus, in faith, it will never get to a time that it's your mind that is speaking in tongues. Tongues is the spirit of man. Thank you, Lord Jesus. People know what I'm saying. They're already speaking in tongues. They're already in utterance. It will never get to a time that you are now word man enough for you to be writing down tongues. That's irreverence. You never get to a stage when you are big enough. You are now seeing tongues that is okay. That everybody says and say Kleto, Dile, Leo. That's you are going to perversion. Tongues will always be your what? Your spirit speaking. What the renewed mind does is to control with the flow of the atmosphere. That means that's what we now find in 1 Corinthians 14. Order in the things of the spirit. Like when you all prophesy one by one, that everyone may be edified and blessed. Come on, speak in tongues, everybody. So why I can tell you to speak in tongues and you respond is because your renewed mind controls it. Controls it. So that means you can do it high, you can do it low, but the utterance is of your spirit. Come on, honor the gift of God. 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 Show honor for the gift of God. Honor the gift of God. Honor the gift of God. Show honor. Lani mani master vata tate de. Liberally serve all others. Come on, Habib, speak in tongues. Come on. Laze vali razate. Lobate kolamo zava. Shaka vale maste gebile rosetate. Late mako brile mazete. Yebile mozetota. Rokate to lazate. Savalasto. Late people irode. Lamane ma la shate. Ibro las toko fala mazata to tatete. It's a sign that a new man is around. Though. We are around. It's a sign that a new man is around. Taka viste gebeda. Oh, I will never be a castaway. From your presence eternally, your Holy Ghost dwells forever.